Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, guys, I don't know if you knew this, but just yesterday, Zig Ziglar passed away.
That's right.
So sad. Zig Ziglar was 86 years old, and for those who don't know Zig Ziglar, I mean, my goodness, this gentleman, Zig Ziglar,
right,
is known, or was and still is, I guess, known as the world's most popular motivational speaker. And my goodness, I mean, this guy, this man had a really just amazing career and legacy. Many people are writing about him. In fact, Pastor Tony Evans wrote that we have lost a giant of the faith who was able to connect kingdom principles with professional life in a way that brought excellence, integrity, and productivity to the workplace in the name of Jesus Christ.
Awesome.
How awesome is that?
That's powerful.
It's one of the things about Zig Ziglar is that he was a great motivational speaker. He had this unique accent, Southern drawl, but he had this unique voice. It was amazing.
Yeah, you wouldn't mistake him for anybody else.
Or you wouldn't mistake him for anyone else. And a lot of things you say were profound, but it was just simple kind of common sense stuff that you knew, but he had such a way in delivering it and sharing it. It was just so powerful. And what I've always loved about Zig Ziglar is that, you know, he was a professional salesperson, and he was a person that loved the Lord. He had an authentic relationship with God, and he always integrated his walk with everything that he spoke about motivation, and people would say, you know, well, you know, motivation, that's not lasting. You got to keep getting motivated. And he would often say, it's kind of like taking a bath. You know, you take a bath once, you stop taking a bath, you got to keep taking a bath.
This is true.
And I've had the chance to hear a lot of his audios, and as well as read several of his books. In fact, I'm got a book in my hand called Zig Ziglar Selling 101. And one of the things right from the very beginning, he dedicates this book. Listen to this. He dedicates this book. And by the way, he's written 25 books in his life. Dedicated to all enthusiastic and honorable sales professionals who sell goods and products or services that benefit others. Mm-hmm. And right before he gets into, you know, the main part of the book, he starts talking about integrity. Mm-hmm. And this is like the foreword. And he says some things, and he says, the importance of integrity in building a sales career. With integrity, you do the right thing that eliminates any guilt. With integrity, you have nothing to fear because you have nothing to hide. Now, with fear and guilt removed, you have the freedom to be the person God created you to be. I say this because we are trained to persuade. A salesperson without integrity is inclined to overstate the benefits and persuade people to buy overpriced products they neither need nor really want. Selling with integrity is the only way you can build a long-term career with the same company selling the same product to the same people, which brings sales stability and financial security. And of course, he's talking about the Bible, right? I mean, and the Lord, right in the beginning of the content. Mm-hmm. I mean, just you know, it goes on to say, you know, if you read your Bible, he's saying, you know, and I appreciated this because I, you know, I was in sales for many, many years, and when I came to the Lord, it's actually when I really started in my sales career, and I wanted to sell things, products. You know, with integrity and a way to honor the Lord, and it was just very encouraging. Many hours in the vehicle.
Remember them days?
Ooh, do I? We got to think about it. Selling is such a, you know, if you've never been in sales before, it's a very challenging profession. It really does test you in so many ways. Tests your faith.
It takes a special individual.
Excuse me?
It takes a special individual for sure.
Well, it takes a graced individual. I mean, I'm telling you, you can do it. There's a lot of people that do it wrong, but I also want to say that there's a lot of people that do it right. And for many people, sometimes they think of a salesperson and they think, you know, oh, you know, you hear used cars and all that. And man, nothing in this country would move without a professional salesperson. I mean, they say that the sugar on the person's coffee table moves three times before it even gets to the grocery store, sells three times. And everybody's really selling. Every person sells. You say, oh, I don't sell. I don't believe in sales. Well, how'd you get that interview? How'd you do an interview? What did you do? Did you sell yourself there?
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Everyone's selling. But what I like about Zig and other professionals like him is that he really taught about integrity, doing the right thing, honoring God. Mm-hmm. And it was great. I mean, it's great. You know, we had a chance to meet Zig.
Right. I didn't actually meet him, but I went and saw him speak one time.
Oh, we were together. We saw him. Right. I had actually met him.
You got to meet him.
Yeah, I got to meet him. Definitely wanted to meet him. But what was cool, you know, we're in this civic center with thousands of people there. Mm-hmm. And you know, it costs, like, people have paid as low as $49 to go to one of his seminars, which was called Born to Win. Mm-hmm. And you pay $65 or $45 or $1,500, just depending where, just to go.
Wow.
Yeah, to listen to him. Mm-hmm. And he has countless of audio tapes. And when I met him, I thought it was striking. I wanted to shake his hand because I'm thinking, you know, Zig, I've spent a lot of long nights and a lot of car rides with him. He's the one that coined the phrase automobile university, by the way.
Oh, really?
Heard of that.
That's
he used to say that you spend X amount of time in your automobile, in your car. We don't call them automobiles anymore, but in your cars.
Right.
And you should use that time to educate yourself and learn and grow. And so he obviously offered his tapes. This is equivalent to getting a degree. You should calculate all the time. He did this calculation for you, whatever, many hours you'd spend in a car and all that. So I got a chance to tell him that, and he was thankful. You know, we were talking, and somehow we just started. I mentioned something about the Lord, and he says, you're a believer? And he started talking about Jesus. And we just start talking about the Lord, and we stopped talking about business and everything else. And I just thought, man, that's so cool.
That's cool.
And really, really neat. But I want to encourage just everyone, if you didn't ever listen, we're going to play maybe a little segment here in a little while, in a minute or two. You can hear Zig for yourself. He has one of those unique voices. It's a great thing about audio, great thing about VFN radio is if you miss a program, if you miss a segment, you can always go to Torch and be encouraged, continually encouraged by something that was shared before.
Yeah, there was something that I remember from the from that time we went, and it was stuck in my mind ever since. When he was making a certain point, he would always get down on one knee, almost like eye level with the people. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He would do it continually. I'm like, what is he doing? He's just a humble guy, man. It was just amazing. That just blew me away. That stuck with me more than anything he said, just the way he got down his knee like that when he was talking.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
He's really, really humble. In fact, you know, he liked to practice what he preached. That's a good thing. He's married 65 years.
Oh, wow. 65
years.
Wow.
He used to call his wife the redhead. Have you ever heard of any of his? He called my redhead.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
And or sugar baby. You can call it sugar baby. only Zig.
That's right.
But he's going to be missed. But you can always listen to him. Some of the things he used to have these sayings, these quotes. They used to call them Ziglets. If you're going to have to swallow a frog, he said in a southern drawl, you don't want to have to look at the sucker too long. So one of the things he'd say is you can get everything in life you want if you would just help other people get what they want. Now, I got to tell you something about that quote, because, you know, I've done a lot of different sales throughout my career. I've sold security systems. I sold websites. I want to tell you a story about that in a minute. Remind me to tell you about that.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. I sold websites. And I spent several years in the insurance business. And no matter where my sales career took me, I would always run into, I mean, anyone's ever been in sales. I mean, Zig Ziglar's just the name, the one. Everyone has a Zig Ziglar book. Everyone has an audio tape. I mean, it's just like very first thing. Have you heard about Zig Ziglar? And I used to hear that quote from Zig so often by so many great managers that I have had the chance to work with and other people. And it's just really great to know that it's the power of words, and that people were willing to say, hey, you know, we're going to help you out. If you help enough people get what they want in life, you know, it just comes around full circle.
Right.
And sales, you're solving many, you know, you're providing solutions to a lot of problems that people have. And so you kind of helping them out. But he had a lot of these little ziglets and sayings, which is really cool. But I remember a time when I, early, this was like, gosh, like late 90s, when the internet was like just really
getting started,
but starting to really take off, really starting to, and it was just brand, it was like the Wild Wild West, man. It was like, you know, I could imagine how they felt when they people hit gold, you know?
Yeah, right.
This internet, unbelievable. I mean, this is when Yahoo was just like huge and big now, but they were just like colossal at that time. They were the name, you know? And most people didn't have websites. I mean, this is when you still had dial-up. I mean, you had to connect your phone.
Oh, yeah, took forever.
I'll send the picture. You should get it tomorrow sometime, you know? Forever to hook up.
You click a link and walk away, go drink a cup of coffee, come back. And it may be up.
I told my sons that. They're like, really? I'm like, yes. The internet was not the way it is today.
It was not at all.
Well, I had the task. I just, you know, was just getting ready to get married to Teresa. And I said, man, I got to pay for a wedding. I better get busy.
Oh, yeah.
I better get busy.
Yeah.
So I got hired up this company to sell websites. Brand new in my, you know, professional sales career, wearing a tie and, you know, shoes for the first time and all this type of stuff. And
you never wore shoes before?
Well, dress shoes, you know, to shine them up and, you know, because you're in sales. You're doing the whole, you know, thing. At least that's what they told me, you know.
Yeah, right.
So I'm all geared up and dressed up and, oh my goodness, I can't tell you. I used to listen to Zig all night, all day. And get out there. But funny stories, I'd have to go and sell these websites when companies didn't even, I mean, now you talk to a company, every company has a Facebook and every company has a simple web page.
Right. Something out there.
And I was trying to convince people that they were going to do business on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what? No one's going to buy. And, you know, and just talking about this great opportunity and you want to be the first in your community to have a website.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a website? I just check email. That's when you used to get free. Remember those emails? Juno emails.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, that was the big thing. And I would have to go with a big, big, like, presentation paper. Okay. I should carry all of this stuff. I'm telling you, you got to empathize with salespeople out there. We have a rule in our home. Anyone that knocks on our door, we will listen to every pitch that someone has to say.
Oh, wow.
Even if we're not interested, we'll just say, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming out there. I'm not interested. And that's one of the great things you can say to someone, because people out there are earning, working hard, their income. They knock on your door and offering your product. At least give them a chance. Listen to them, but leave them with encouragement. You know, so many people would slam the door and just do all kind of rude stuff, thinking, you know, if you do this, I might have to go to my old job and take you. But anyhow.
Right.
So I'd have to cut out pictures in a magazine and create this thing with glue sticks. I mean, it was Oh, yeah, there was a way to do it and everything. And so I remember going to this one appointment that I had, and it was hilarious because, you know, when you're first starting out, you know, at least for me, I was in my young early 20s, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I got to get out this car. I drive around to build the appointment once. I drive around the appointment twice.
You would do that for real?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
Well, you get enough doors slammed in your face and just, you got to think about it. You're 20 years old. You're trying to, you're going into this ultra expensive store. I went to this jewelry store, privately owned.
Uh-huh.
You know, and this is a successful person that's in front of you, you know, a business owner. And, you know, what did I didn't know anything. So can you buy a website? You know,
oh, wow.
But one guy was very rude to me. But you learn. And I did learn. And I thank God, because it was a great career that I, you know, wound up learning. But a lot of the stuff that I did learn was through Zig Ziglar, and I still have a lot of his just tips and things that I've been able to pass down. And
mm-hmm.
I, one thing that I learned from him that I still use today. It's one of the most powerful things that I use in planning strategy and just different, you know, projects, project management type stuff. But pretty amazing. But I wanted you to listen to Zig, and I wanted you to just to hear just we're gonna hear just a couple minutes of how he communicated and talked to people. And this is a segment. Trying to find it here for you. It's a segment called Attitude Makes the Difference. We're just going to hear a few minutes, but you can hear how he had a great way of telling stories. Listen up.
A number of years ago, Larry Majors, my executive assistant, got a phone call from a lady in Birmingham, Alabama. At the end of the conversation, she said, "Zig," she said, "I believe this woman thinks she's got an impossible problem, but I believe you can solve that problem with her in just a few minutes if you will spend that time with her." I said, "Well, Laurie, tell her to meet me backstage. I'll get there about 10 minutes early." My schedule was such that was about all I had. Well, I got there, and I was on backstage behind the curtain on one side. She spotted me from the other side, and as she walked across the stage, I have never seen as much anger in a human being in my life as I saw in her. She almost started crying when she saw me. She said, "Oh, I'm just so glad to see you. I got this horrible job. I hate it. I hate everything about it. I hate everybody down there." I mean, you talking about negative nails, she was it. She said, "Can you help me?" Now, understand, I've only got about 10 minutes. So I looked at her, and one thing I have learned, I don't do counseling, but I talk with a lot of people who do, in psychology, psychiatry, and the ministry. And they tell me that everybody who comes to you with a problem are not necessarily looking for a solution. I couldn't understand that for a long time. Why do they bring you a problem if they don't want to solve it? Well, I can tell you why. They want to tell you about it, you about it, you about it, you about it, and you about it. And if you foul up the deal and solve the problem, they can't tell you again, you again. They want the attention that goes with the problem. And every company just about it has that kind of an individual. They want the attention that goes with griping and complaining. Well, I looked at the lady, and it wasn't unkindly.
Isn't that funny? I mean, it's exactly, this is the common sense stuff that he would share all the time. You're thinking, that is so true. You're driving in my hour appointment that I had to go away, and you're listening to this thing and just cracking up.
All right.
But I think it was him, or I think it was Zig, who said, you know, someone was complaining and came to a problem, and he says, the guy gives him an answer and he walks away. The guy says, why'd you tell him that? Why did you say that to him? The guy looks at him and says, "Listen, I've learned a long time ago, I never give real answers when people are only looking for echoes." It's like,
oh,
ooh.
That's,
you know,
good.
This is just so true. You're just like, you gotta know. Go ahead and listen up.
But firmly I said to her, "Yes, and you know, ma'am, I'm afraid your problem is about to get worse." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "I believe they're gonna fire you." She was stunned. I couldn't have stunned her more if I'd hit her in the face with a bucket of ice water. She said, "Fire me? Why on earth would they fire me?" The inflection in her voice clearly said, "They're the bad guys. I'm the good guy. Why don't they fire them and keep me?" Have you ever noticed that people who are the problem never recognize that they are? They're in complete denial. They think denial is just a river in Egypt. "Why would they fire me?" I said, "Ma'am, I don't believe there's a company in America big enough to contain this much poison in one small spot." Have you ever noticed that when somebody is about to lose something they've been complaining about, whether it's a car, a home, a mate, a job, or whatever, when all of a sudden it appears they're going to lose them, it takes on brand new value? She looked at me and said, "Well, what can I do?" I said, "Do you really want to know?" She said, "Yes, I do. That's the reason I came to see you. I came looking for help, but you sure haven't been any help so far." I said, "Well, ma'am, I've got an idea, and I will absolutely guarantee you it positively, definitely, absolutely will work if you will just do it." She said, "I'll try anything within reason." I said, "Okay, when you get home tonight, all of your household tasks are complete. It's bedtime. Get off in a room right by yourself. get a sheet of paper out, and at the top of it write, I like my job because. She interrupted me. She said, that'll be easy. I don't like nothing about that job. Don't like nothing about those people down there. And I said, well, just as a matter of curiosity, do you work there for benevolent reasons or do they pay you for working there? She said, well, I got to confess, they pay me. And I said, and you don't like to be paid? Oh, she said, yes, I do. I said, okay, tell you what you do. Open your notebook right now. We'll start our list of the things you like about your job. They pay you for working there and you do like it, don't you? She said, absolutely. But she just stood there. I said, no, open your notebook now, and we'll get busy on the list. She just stood there. I said, ma'am, let me tell you what my experience in life has been. I've discovered that in 100% of the cases, no exceptions, people who won't take step number one never take step number two. You see, she had come to me with an impossible dream. Her dream was that nice Mr. Ziegler was going to solve all of her problems and she would live happily ever after. Well, folks, I got news for you. I can't solve her problems. I can't solve your problems. But I will give you some steps that I'll absolutely, definitely, and positively will work for you, as it worked eventually for her. I said, well, ma'am, let me tell you something. Unless you're willing to take step number one right now, it's been nice talking with you. She angrily opened her notebook. Before we got through, there were 22 things she liked about her job. Not only did they pay her for working there, they paid her above average. She had 3 weeks vacation with pay. She had a retirement program. She was in on profit sharing. She had health insurance.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah.
I mean,
amazing.
This is the type of stuff that Zig would share over and over and over again. And it's so good. It's common sense things, but you kind of needed to hear it over and over again. And one of the things he tells her at the end of this, he says, and we'll see if we can make this available for you on the torch, but he goes and says, and I stand in the mirror, stand in front of the mirror, and I want you to say this 20 times, something like that. I want you to say this over and over again. And his thing was motivation, but it was great, great seeing him. But, you know, you're talking about Zig and you're talking about people selling and you're talking about businesses. I mean, this is around the country, so many people have been inspired by this man, a lot of business owners.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.